Yeah. I'm telling you right now, when them got in my house one time.
You don't mean it.
Yes, sir. They gnawed a hole in the back, in the floor of the back porch and got in there. And the next morning, and I opened the door, right there, I could smell that thing, and I saw it, and it hunkered up in the corner.
Oh.
Over there, and I run over to Lewis, you know, and told him, I said, Lewis, come over here quick and kill that thing. I said, it's over there in my... His son came over there with the target and shot it.
Oh.
And you never smelled it. You said, no. Just a little while after they killed that thing, my daughter and son-in-law come from over here to Fort Smith.
Uh-huh.
And as soon as he opened the door, he said, Mama, you can't stay here in that. So get your gun and go home with us. And so they sprayed the house real good, you know, and shut it up. And I went over there and stayed a week.
You did, a week. Well, I guess it took that long, didn't it?
But when we went back, though, well, we sprayed the house again, you know, and opened it up. And, it didn't smell anymore.
It wasn't old.
But Lord, it stunk.
I bet it did. I bet that was awful.
Me and my neighbors had a bushel of fun. But.
I bet you did. Oh, I'm glad that you were able to go someplace and didn't have to stay there in it. That really.
As soon as my son-in-law opened the door, he told me, Mama, and he said, Mama, you can't stay here. Get your gown.
Oh, boy. Well, what about the little animals that might come and raid your hen house?
Oh, fox.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We had them, too.
Oh, you did?
We had to keep her. When we lived on the creek, we had to keep her chickens shut up at night.
Oh.
Because them things would come from the creek.
Yeah.
And then we had possums, you know, that'd
uh-huh.
come
uh-huh.
to the chicken house.
Uh-huh.
And the groundhogs, we had them too.
Yeah.
We had to keep our chickens pretty well shut up, you
uh-huh.
know, during the night.
Uh-huh.
And I would let them run out during the day.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, would you call animals like that, do you ever call them varmints?
Yeah.
You'd say they were...
The varmints were getting my chickens.
Uh-huh. And what about the little animals with bushy tails that run up in the trees?
Squirrels.
And what kind of those would they have?
Well, we had the fox squirrel, the collared fox squirrel, and then we had the gray squirrel down there on the creek, you know. Once in a while they come up to the shade trees in the yard
mm-hmm.
and play around up there.
Uh-huh. What about a little animal that looks kind of like a squirrel, but it doesn't climb up in the trees? Its tail's not so bushy as a squirrel.
Possum.
Or did you ever see anything like a ground squirrel?
Yeah, they're little bitty things.
Yeah, a little bitty thing. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. That's what you'd call it?
A ground squirrel.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear of anything called a mountain boomer?
Yeah.
What was that?
Well, it's just a big old lizard of a thing. We called it like that and had legs, you know, and a big long tail. But they just run, you know.
Mm-hmm. And what about the kinds of fish? What kinds of fish would you have?
Well, we had catfish and had buffalo fish and had gar. And I don't know, two or three different kinds of fishing.
Do they have brim?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What are those, you call those things that pearls grow in?
Mussel shells.
Oh, yeah, they grow in mussels?
In them shells, you know. In the,
and they have pearls.
The girls used to go down on the shoal of the creek and get the water buckets full of them shells, you know, where they'd the mussels have been come out of them, just a shell.
Uh-huh.
And some of them be great big, you know, and they'd get them and make flower beds and put them